DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble up a dub dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
If I can't podcast, nobody podcasts.
There he is.
Yay.
I forgot Skype makes me change my audio settings every time. Stupid Skype.
So I don't know what's going on with the site, Bryce. I'm thinking it might just be overloaded or some
shit.
It's
all the new amateur podcasters.
That's my guess. We'll keep trying with it because I really like it. But
I know. It worked out really good when we first did it.
Yeah. So, and there was a moment where all of us were on there. We just couldn't hear Jim.
Yeah, I ended up having to restart mine to get past that requesting mic access thing.
Yeah, if I have to restart my computer, we're going to be off for like a while. So let's do this show that we try and do something. I don't know. Fuck it.
Did we do our shout out that we were supposed to do for our single patron?
Yes, I try and do them at the end of the show because that way I can do the Patreon thing here to
Sounds
talk
good.
About that. So
I just wasn't sure.
Yeah, like the last
As
5 minutes.
As you can tell, I don't listen to the show.
Well, dude, none of us do. So
I don't even listen when we're recording it.
Me neither.
That's the spirit.
What? I'm sorry, were you guys talking? I wasn't listening.
Bryce, the voice of apathy.
So I got to ask, how are you guys all – like what are you doing to stay sane during all this quarantine? And are you like sticking with it?
Well, some of us still have to work and some of us have to pick up slack for someone else who decided that they don't want to work.
I'm Danny and I don't want to work. Me.
You see, it sounded like that was pointed and personal.
Oh, I totally didn't mean to say it like that. I'm sorry.
Oh, my.
Bryce, you might want to check your sarcasm settings because you're really coming through.
Fuck, it's broken. Oh, fuck. You guys are just going to be in for one hell of a show today.
Hey, Jim, can you up your mic?
I can get closer to it.
Oh, that'll be good because it sounds like you're in the next room and we'd really like you in this room with us. We brought cookies.
Well, here's the thing. I will go ahead and I will not necessarily vouch for or defend Bryce, but Bryce, you are doing what during the most, sane of times is difficult. You're being a first-time dad when the kid is, super young. And so it's gotta be tough and stressful. Cause I mean, you kind of learn as you go when you're a first time parent.
Yeah.
And a lot of the things that should be somewhat, accessible, we're throwing a few, obstacles in your path. I'm sure
a few buses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely difficult. He's doing all right, but he's having a harder time transitioning. Like he can't go to his grandparents and spend time with them like he used to. So that definitely – and he doesn't understand why we don't go out to the store like we used to be able to. So it's definitely tough, but he's hanging in there.
His kids are all about setting up a schedule or routine, and that's kind of what gets them comfortable with shit and everything else. And eventually, when he's – how old is he now? He's like, what, one or two?
He's almost three.
Almost three, okay. So if you added the two together, I was right. When he gets to about four, then he can start introducing, bow staffs and bladed weapons. you know, but for now we're just trying to establish the routine. Oh, well, good, good. I'm glad that his melee training. Early. Yeah, as soon as he can walk, here's a weapon. Man your post.
Well, Bryce, I wonder, do you have him checking the bear traps yet?
Not yet. He comes and helps. Helps with them. Yeah.
He baits and sets, and that's pretty much all he had to do.
What about digging the tiger traps?
With another tiger.
You know, those tiger shovels are not as efficient as they sound.
Really?
Yeah.
Tiger traps, a pile of meth. Under a box popped up by a stick.
I have not watched that documentary series thingy, and I don't plan on it.
I have no interest in it. I don't give a shit.
I know.
And I know people are going crazy for it, and I'm like, fuck it. It's a fucking redneck with some tigers who got killed. Fuck it.
It's like
he deserved
what was
it.
That, to Catch a Killer or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I never got into that. I was never interested.
The Don't Fuck With Cats one?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not documentaries. That's the thing is, a documentary is supposed to document something. This is just kicking over a rock that shouldn't have been disturbed in the first fucking place. And now that I know that that rock's there, I just want to burn that rock until there's nothing left.
Well, you know what's really funny is when I first saw the title of it, I thought it was a Siegfried and Roy documentary. I was like, that doesn't look like either of them.
Dude, Siegfried let himself go.
They let themselves go.
Shit.
Well, I did watch it.
Oh, Samantha, telltale.
I just
and that's the accent you have to use after you've watched it.
Her little southern girl.
I didn't watch it.
I declare.
Lordy, lordy.
But you went from Southern Belle to truck stop waitress real quick.
I wasn't going crazy for it. I watched a couple episodes here. I watched the season in like got almost a month, so I'd only watch an episode or two here or there, and I was like, okay, and I was waiting for the big, because everyone's like, oh my god, this is so crazy. So I was waiting for a big twist or some sort of big deal.
Who do you talk to?
Who sounds like that? Oh no, was that like the sweet, like were they Swedish?
I don't know. That's just Facebook chatter in the back of my head. That's how it sounds.
That's how people on Facebook sound to you. Okay, that's the voice you assign. To all the things you read on Facebook.
We're all the Swedish
I feel kind of dirty knowing what my audio font sounds like. That's really just, I don't know.
It's mostly vague bookers, so don't vague book and you'll be safe.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
But yeah, no, it's the first half was kind of fun. You know, you're like, this is stupid. But it's fun and it's funny. And then the second half was like, I'm uncomfortable.
It took a turn.
I'm in danger.
I'm in danger.
You mean
the way you said that was like the way you set that up, Samantha, was like it got uncomfortable, like being forced to watch mom and dad have sex uncomfortable.
I mean, it was definitely – it was like watching The Room uncomfortable.
Why did you say fort?
I didn't say fort.
Some of us weren't forced. Force. Some of us were there. Oh, some forced. Of us paid our ticket.
So, you know when you watch something like – you watch something like Tommy Wiseau's The Room and you're like – okay, that's uncomfortable, but it's fun. But then you learn who the person really is, and you're like, oh, he's like Tommy Wiseau. I always thought was a sort of like, sort of fun, carefree, like just weirdo. But in reading Disaster Artist and then seeing the movie, I was like, no, Tommy Wiseau is a shit human being, and he's a terrible person.
Oh, that's
sort of. That's what I felt watching The Tiger King. I was like, this is kind of fun. This is, I mean, these people, the tiger shouldn't be in this type of housing anyway. But like, so I'm like, oh, okay, this is fun. Then that second half comes in and I'm like, oh no, you're all shitty people. Fuck you all. And it sort of ruined the enjoyment for me because I thought it was just going to be goofy the whole way through. And I'm like, I don't care about, you're all terrible people. Fuck you all. Burn in hell. I go away. So it just, it took that turn for me in my head from fun to, I hope you all die.
Well, yeah, a friend of mine told me like all the juiciest parts, I guess if that's what you would refer to them as. And, cause at first I'm just like, I saw him just like, what's this Tiger King shit? I mean, everybody on Facebook is losing their goddamn mind about it.
Oh my God. Yes.
And so, I had morbid curiosity, you know, to sort of see what the masses were like. Cause if something is that universally just impacting, I kind of want to see the impact crater.
Oh yeah.
You know, there's,
right. I did. Yeah. That's why I watched it.
Yeah. So. And then, like, they start going into just how ridiculous it gets. And he's just like, oh, he's telling me, he's just like, yeah, so he's married to this guy. I'm like, that's all right. That's fine. He's like, oh, but he's got two husbands. I'm like, wait, what? And he's like, oh, you know, he tells me he's a polygamist. I'm like, oh. So I'm like, how many wives? He's like, husbands. I'm like, ooh, there's a twist. I mean, you don't ever hear about shit like that. So you're like, okay, I'll buy my ticket now.
Yeah,
and
right.
He starts going on, and as he's telling me the more and more weird shit that occurs during the course of this fucking series, I'm like, I'm really, like, you're doing more to sell me on something I didn't want in the first fucking place. It's like, stop talking because you're disgusted by it, and it's just feeding this really scary part of me that wants to has to see it.
That's, I mean, I do give into that morbid curiosity pretty quickly. Like, that's how I ended up watching the first Human Centipede. Someone showed me the trailer and I was like, I will never watch that. Then I watched the trailer again and I was like, maybe. And then I was like, no, not going to watch that. Then I watched it and I will never watch the next two.
You're talking to three humans who chose to watch the first one immediately after they saw the trailer.
Two of them watched it twice.
Yes.
You know, so crazy. So, but that was like,
some of us watched it privately. And I'll put it. I'll just leave that there.
Yeah. Oh.
Naked with a fistful of sandpaper.
Put that in your font.
Fap, fap, fap.
Bookmark it until I can't anymore.
Pornhub.com/human centipede.
When I was hearing about this Tiger King thing, it's like, yeah, and he's telling me about all these like illegal tiger sellers or breeders or whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, God damn, like, you know, some exotic animals, they go for like $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. So I'm like, how much is a fucking, like a new tiger for? It's like $2,000. I'm like, fuck you.
I know. Like, I could have had a tiger this whole time.
Yeah. There are dogs that cost way more than that.
Seriously, like purebred dogs, you know, and of course those people are monsters also, the people that do like the pure breeding and that sort of shit. That's very popular here in PA because of the Amish. They're kind of outside of a lot of laws and regulations and shit, and the stuff that they do to their animals, it's like, you people are fucking.
Oh, I thought you meant the Amish, the purebred Amish.
They do that too. They do that too, my friend.
I mean, they do have one straight line for their genealogy.
Yeah. Their family tree is more of a pole. It's fucking, and it's bent and crooked and it's leaking something.
And the bulb is like really dim.
There's no, it's a candle and it's pretty close to the end. It's really,
it's hanging on by a lick in the wind.
A lick in the wind. That's the name of the show right there.
Samantha for the episode win that. Here.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to beat Lick in the Wind. That's pretty much it.
We're still pretty early on. Don't.
I'm confident. I'm confident in Samantha's talents, and I'm confident in that title.
A lick in the wind. There you go.
We really do come up with some.
You can top Lick in the Wind, by all means.
We really do come up with some weird, sick titles that if you didn't listen to the episode and just went by titles, you would probably avoid the show, which you should probably do anyway, but
No, they are. They are.
This empty and those ones are smart.
Well, we should spread some kind of like rumor, like listening to big to Not Another Podcast will actually help treat symptoms of COVID. Won't cure it, but it'll help treat it.
And people can, like, it'll treat the boredom.
I listen to five people yell at each other about sandwiches for an hour. I don't feel any better. I'm hungry. Maybe I should eat something. Keep the strength up. Yeah. All right. Well, this was fun. Screeching halt, Jim. Just a screeching fucking halt. What's that? You need a conversation to end? Jim, get over here. Okay, I'm on
hey,
my
Jim,
way.
Hey, Jim, we need your talents over here.
I'm going to talk about my roids, man.
Talk about my roids? No, nobody? Okay, I'll leave.
So I was reading some of our episode names out loud to Ryan, and he was like, well, just looks at me and goes, I want to listen to many of those, but I also don't.
He's smart.
Sure, first I was like, is this some kind of like fucked up, like military psych eval she's running on me right here? Like, she's just like reading off like weird phrases I'm supposed to say the first thing that comes to my mind so she can, you know.
You know, we are the Tiger King of the podcast world.
We're the Rorschach test of podcasts.
Ooh. I like that. Rorschach test of podcasts.
I was going to say Audible Rorschach, but, you know, same thing.
Audible Rorschach. That's a good font. Solid font.
It's a gorgeous font. Legible yet clean.
I just imagine just random lines. You clearly can't read that? What the fuck's wrong with you?
Stupid are you?
It's a bird stabbing a guy in the face.
Repeatedly.
That was a good episode. That was a good episode.
Oh my gosh. Guys. Okay. Tiger King Joe Exotic to reveal more Carol Baskin allegations on a new ID series.
Ooh, he's playing the long game.
Yep.
Well, you know, the thing is, whenever there is, like I said, whenever something comes out that's either this universally loved or hated, you know, and in this case, kind of a lot of both, you know that the people that created it were like, we need to make another one because this caused a reaction. This is going to cause, you know, dollars to come in. We need to make another one. Let's continue the story or find some other animal we can exploit.
Well, isn't the guy dead? Isn't, like, I mean, the guy died, right?
No, one of them.
Oh.
Spoilers.
It was one of his husbands who died.
I'd say tragically, but that's not the right word.
Oh, it was quite tragic, actually.
Was it, though? Was it? I mean, like, Darwin is sad when it happens, but you're like, no, that was... I was surprised it happened today, but okay, it was bound to happen sooner or later.
Well, let's be honest. The guy had it coming.
Well, you haven't seen it, so you're not quite sure.
No. Okay, so this is the one thing that, and one of the reasons why I'm like, yeah, I don't want to see all the funny memes on the show anymore, because the main dude who married the two guys, they were both 19, they're both straight. Showers them with gifts. They lure people in with these exotic animals, and he basically conditions these 19-year-old kids. It's like a cult leader, and he's smart enough not to go after someone under 18, but that dude's a pedophile, man. He's disgusting. And I was like, yeah, you need to be in prison forever. So, and then one of the kids, you know, he has just been pumped, you know, fed marijuana this whole time. And so he's just chill, just kind of around. He's not allowed to go anywhere, leave the facilities. Otherwise Joe Exotic will get all pissed at him. Waving a gun around, was like, no, it's not loaded. Put it to his head and shot.
Yeah.
And there was a bullet there. So this poor kid who was lured and conditioned by this man accidentally kills himself. I'd say that's tragic.
Yeah.
So this guy is basically a child predator?
I think he is, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because 19 is still a kid. I mean, mentally as well.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, I was going to say, I think he's a predator on many levels.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, sure. Fuck that guy. I'm definitely not going to watch the show and add more fucking celebrity to that fucker.
Yeah. Because like I said, the first half, you're laughing, you're like, this shit's crazy. And then it was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's enough shit out there like that, and I'm definitely not going to add, you know, more fame to this guy, you know, who's clearly fucked up. And I'm not... Honestly, I don't know how shit like that gets, you know, put on. I mean, clearly Netflix would have had to seen that and go, you know, maybe we shouldn't. But they're like, no, people are stuck in their homes. Fuck it.
Absolutely. They'll watch anything.
Well, it's free work.
What is that? The South Park. Thanks for calling Netflix. You've been greenlit.
I always think of the Comcast episode.
Oh, yes.
They're like, oh, let me help you. And he's got little nipple flaps on his fucking uniform. He's just rubbing his nipples.
Yeah. So disturbing.
But we should call this episode Nipple Flaps.
I don't know. Licking the Wind.
Licking the Wind is still pretty up there, but...
Yeah.
Sounds like your tongue in a fart box.
Tongue in a fart box? Possibly.
I think that's got a better chance than Nipple Flaps.
Nipple Flaps is my Rush cover band.
They're Canadian nipples, so they're healthier.
Hey.
Hey. Fucking hosers.
They get $2,000 a week.
Stay home and drink Molson, eh?
Watch hockey.
To live in a country that wasn't a third world country.
What do you think the odds are Canada builds a wall?
And America pays for it.
They'll definitely make America pay for it.
Yeah. And then Mexico would, too.
No, it'll be like World War Z. Like, be so many people trying to get in. There'll just be a wall of, you know, corpses.
Yeah.
You wait long enough, you can climb those corpses over the wall, though. You'll be fine.
You ever see a Mountie get angry, eh? You don't want to see it. Wouldn't that recommend?
Don't make me pull out my wiffle ball bat, man.
I'm trained in several martial arts revolving the great wiffle teachings of my master.
I'm a certified black belt in wiffle ball.
A certified belt in black ball?
What's Samantha doing to keep seeing this past week?
Well, Samantha has to work from home. I still hate that, but I've been doing a lot of reading. And I'm taking a course on Instagram marketing, and I am learning how to play the ukulele online.
Nice.
Very nice.
And I got my doggies, too. And Ryan's here.
Oh, yeah, the guy's still here.
Same cage.
He can roam the whole basement now. It's okay.
Wow. Wow.
He'll never listen to this, whatever.
Yeah, really. One day, like on your 40th wedding anniversary, so I finally listened to your show.
I'd be like, oh, wow, really?
I went through the whole backlog. What the fuck is wrong with you?
He's like, who did I marry?
Now, if he's not asking that now.
What the fuck is a menstruata?
You wait a week and you'll find out, bitch.
Oh, damn.
Is that what you really did to the apples?
They deserved it. They've offended me.
You know, I still got plenty of crust left. I'm going to keep running your house. Let's make a fresh pie.
I know you're gluten-free, bitch. Get in the pot.
I just sent you a tab, Sam, for a ukulele song.
Oh, nice.
That'd be awesome. I'm still, like, only on the down strum, though.
I expect that in a week.
In a week?
You've got 7 days of quarantine.
You're not doing anything.
I still work.
Work smart.
How much work are you really doing from home, though?
I mean,
you got 168 hours.
You guys, listen. Lay off Samantha, okay? It's not as easy as you might think, being stuck at home, forced to look at YouTube. Usually she got to go to work and watch YouTube. Now she has to stay home and do it.
It's not the same.
That's entirely true.
I have to use my own bandwidth now? Come on.
Oh, this sucks.
We are all tightening our belts here.
You suckers and your limited bandwidth.
We have a release this weekend, and we had to do a bunch of emergency testing for, like, new COVID-19 messaging. So, we do have work to do, but it is a little slow. So next week or the week after, it'll pick up a lot more.
I got a sticker from work. That was my special. It says 6 foot social distancing. And it's got a little like virus on it. Yeah, it's pretty damn cool. That's worth having to go to work for.
It sounds like it. Super gel.
Yeah.
That pike that you carry around with the skull on it that has the note kind of taped to its front. It's like a
that works better. That works better. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the message is there. People don't really see the letter. Yeah, the sticker is
kind of what you got. Yeah. I put that on the head. And
people see you with
that
staff,
business.
And they're keeping at least 10 feet away.
See, I can hold that halberd out, and that's 6 feet. And I can say, if you get this close, you'll end up on it.
Yeah. You'll know exactly how far 6 feet is.
I just start spinning in circles randomly, and people freak out. I don't know what's wrong with them.
When you feel a sharp pain, perhaps you should get the fuck out of my way. It's a me to you. Quick one. Right there.
How long is the halberd? 5-6 feet. Cool. There we go. I was right.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I think it's more in like the helmet that you put on the skull that's on the halberd to sort of show like, you know, you've already conquered one people's, you know, so obviously you're not fucking around. You're not just carrying the halberd around for like, you know, I got to get my steps in or whatever. You know, you got like a little Fitbit on the halberd as you're just sort of like keeping people at bay.
So, Jim, how have you been managing to keep sane during the quarantine?
because I was so sane before. I'm lucky in that I got the squid to kind of keep me distracted. You know, it's a blessing in that where, you know, I can just keep focused on her and, like, just doing stuff with her. Keeps me from, you know, falling down too many rabbit holes or just, you know, putting a bullet through my goddamn TV.
I got to tell you, I love Big Jim story time, especially when you break down the story and tell us everything that's wrong with it.
I've got so many of those just like keyed up, but she loves those two books particularly. And Malia had found online, there's a whole bunch of people that's what they do. Like they will like, you know, if they have kids or actually even other kids as well, they read stories on YouTube so that, you know, parents can play them for other kids. Or like if you want to imagine like the saddest scenario ever, a sad kid can watch it to themselves to go to sleep. Now, that – I don't know why I threw that
in
there.
Way to bring it down.
this is fun and lighthearted. Wait, give Jim a second. He's going to make it really sad.
Let me shit on this happy moment.
Joy is a bad emotion. Must punish.
Hang on. This is going to be a good one. I had burritos for lunch.
I had Chipotle. They're still open. Don't worry.
Well, that's where coronavirus came from. So,
It, well, this whole idea kind of spawned from that, watching a couple of those videos. Because, I mean, they're cute and all, and it's very sweet that, you know, people, like some celebrities have done it, and like regular people do it as well, and they get a lot of hits. And so, you know, I, every time, you know, when I lay her down for nap time or for bedtime, she gets three stories from any of these, you know, and any books, because most of them are like those thick page books where it's like a solid piece of cardboard per page. There's like eight pages, but the book looks like 2 inches thick.
Yeah.
What about this one? She's like, fuck that. I've learned this lesson. And so I start getting more and more of these long fucking tomes, and I'm beat. I've just had to entertain a child, feed a child, scrub down a child, get it in the fucking pajamas. Now I gotta read, motherfucker. You know, so a lot of times I'd be having to read these same books over and over again. So being the people that we are, you know, and watching stuff like Mystery Science Theater, Riff Tracks and shit like that, I'm like, okay, so, and I'm just breaking down these pages because I gotta read the book for the 500th time. But she enjoys it so much, now every time we read the book, she's like, what is that character saying after I read the page? She's like, what is that? Like, there's a Pete the Cat book about Pete going on a train ride to go visit his grandma. And I'm sure you guys know who Pete the Cat is. But, so I'm sitting there and I'm like cracking wise and all the other characters in the background that are kind of there. I'm like, look at this guy. He's got a bill that's so fucking big. You know, he's self-conscious about it. He goes home at night. He grew up, like, his bill came out in high school. And he's really self-conscious about it. All the jocks picked all the other ducks that were also human. And so, like, this one story that could have taken, like, 2 minutes to read is now, like, 2.5 hours later.
You know? She's like, four more. Three.
Yeah, fuck, I'm done.
Well, what was really funny is that the one that I caught that really just struck me was how she was helping you say what a terrible security guard the zookeeper guy was because he's tiptoeing. And you're just feeding that. It's like, yeah, that's terrible. Why is the security guard tiptoeing?
For real. And hold that motherfucker accountable. God damn it.
And yet he doesn't know that the gorilla is taking his keys. I was laughing my ass off.
Like, cartoonish ring of keys. It's got to jingle a little bit. This fucking guy, he's so dead inside. Doesn't, I mean, but he cares enough to fucking tiptoe? Bitch, you run the place. You run. Okay, I'll just tell everybody the story. So, good night, gorilla. Tragic tale. I don't know why they let children read it. It's sad. I mean, when you really, like, when you look at, like, the shit between the lines, between the good knights and the gorillas, there's a mist, and that mist is full of sadness and shame. Like, there's a part where he comes home, like, he's said goodnight to all the fucking animals or whatever. I don't know why. Like, I guess maybe the animals are his friends. You know, he grew up, he's always on the outside.
He lives right next to the zoo. I literally know what book you're talking about because my son wants us to read it to him all the time.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
You got to watch this video then, because this video, I made this for you.
I'll have to look it up.
You know, that's why I don't make it for the kids. This is for the parents. Because the kids will get a kick out of it because of, like, how she is and, like, you know, how our interaction is.
It's like the go-to-fuck to sleep books.
Yeah, kind of. Well, the first one we did was Hop on Pop, and I swear to fucking Christ, if I ever meet Dr. Seuss, I'm going to punch him in his pussy. I don't give a shit.
That's the one I used to – oh, no, it was it was the zoo one. Oh, putting the polka dotted animal in the zoo.
See, because there's some Dr. Seuss books that are really good, you know, and some where he worked in, like, a really beautiful narrative, like The Lorax, you know, or the Places You'll Go. Like, there was the grade right before me in high school. The English teacher there, this awesome dude, Mr. Weaver, total Trekkie, total nerd. His extra credits on all his tests were always like, you know, so which book in the series was the first Star Wars movie? And all us nerds would get, like, these extra credit points, all the jocks would go suck it. Anyway. Mm-hmm. He read that book to the senior class, like, oh, the places you'll go. And, like, I was moved, man. Like, there's a piece of, like, humanity there. And then you pick up a turd, like, Hop the Fuck on Pop. Bitch, you just own this shit, and it's 60 goddamn pages. 60. I counted them every fucking time. And there's a part where, like, you know, as I say in the video, I'm like, you would imagine with a title like Hop on Pop and the cover art and the title page shows this sad dad just laying on his back, just giving up. He's like, take me, Lord. And these two knife-footed goblins come in and they're just tap dancing on his pancreas. Right? Horrible message for children. It promotes elder abuse. And so there's a part where I'm just going all off on this whole thing. And like, the first time you even see that dad, right? Like, he isn't even having a good fucking day. It's just the, like, a bunch of sight words that kids can pick up on. And it's sad, dad, and had. And it's like, dad had a bad day. Dad's pretty sad. What a bad day dad had. And, like, the look on this fucking cartoon dad's face is, like I said, I kind of worked it in slyly. I'm like, he's sad, like, on a level, like at the end of The Mist, like, that kind of level of a sad dad. You know? And people will be like, oh, you mean the part where he shoots a, oh, shit. Oh, damn. He went hard. But I slide it in there kind of slyly and just kind of keep the jokes rolling. But, like, it's just a sad. And then you turn the page, and it's just, boom, on to the next fucking thing. Fuck that dad. That dad, I don't know. Like, he's got a bottle in one hand and a rifle in the other, and they're both going into his mouth by the end of the night, I guarantee it.
Bryce, I just put the link to the video in the Not Another Message. Yeah.
Awesome, thank you.
You got to watch it, because Jim, you are on point through this whole thing. And your daughter's just so helpful, just trying to be part of it. And just the observations you're making, like, I can't even imagine. Like, I know a lot of it's going over your daughter's head, but for me, it was 100% pure gold.
Well, thank you.
I'm sending you a meme, Jim.
Okay.
I'm going to put it in the Not Another Message.
But it's, yes, folks, we even brand our private messages.
Yes, we do. We're giving you guys a little peek behind the curtain.
We just send each other memes and horrible facts all day.
Yeah, while we're doing the show, it's nothing but memes, facts, links to other shit. We are so other unfocused shows. When we other do this shows. Show.
We do the show.
We do the show, but we don't do the show.
You all think it's just a clever fucking name. No, we literally say that to ourselves every goddamn Monday.
Not another podcast.
God damn it.
And yet, for some reason, we all keep coming back. We all just keep coming back.
Because it says in the Bible, like a dog's first vomit.
Do this for each other.
It's because we hate ourselves.
We definitely don't do it for the Benjamins.
It's all about the Benjamins.
He suffers, so you don't have to.
Preparation H. Oh, sorry.
We are talking about my roid. Okay, cool. So I got one. I swear to God, I can't see it, but I know it's there, and I feel like it looks like Steve Buscemi. I don't know why, but...
Wait.
Steve
Buscemi from what movie, though?
Yes.
If I had to guess which Steve Buscemi my hemorrhoid looked like that I can't see, I mean, I want to say Lebowski, but he needs to be, maybe Con Air.
It's obviously the one where he plays God. Come on.
If it's Lebowski, then it's just mildly irritating. If it's like something like freakish, mildly, like
But did you see how fucking Walter reacted to him? But he just had to say any fucking thing and it would just set Walter. Basically, like, if you rewatch that movie, he's always behind John Goodman's character. I'm convinced he was just a talking hemorrhoid. But they're like, no, that's gonna be too much. We'll make it its own person. Who looks like a hemorrhoid? Steve Buscemi. Get him in here. Okay.
Oh, God. I got to find this
Can you
video.
Be mildly irritating for an hour and a half, Steve? Done. Done and done.
It's like, yeah, that's my natural personality.
So long as the check clears, I don't see what
the... wasn't a half bad Buscemi there, Sam.
Thank you, thank you.
That's the same voice for her audio font. It's just the same voice she hears every time she reads Facebook.
Yeah, you know. Well, I'm the same. Sounds like we're a cartoon character drowning.
There you go. You're welcome.
Oh, no.
Oh, I got to watch this now. God damn it, Bryce.
You don't have to watch it now.
No, I have to.
I think we're trying to do a podcast.
Oh,
here,
fuck
so.
It.
I mean, wait, what?
Oh, my God.
Bryce, explain what it is so to our listening audience who can't see what we're talking about.
So it is
it's horrifying is what it is.
Buscemi. So someone made a deep fake of Jennifer Lawrence and put Steve Buscemi's face on her head as she was doing an interview.
Really? Because I thought it was just Jennifer Lawrence.
So funny.
No. That is disturbing and wrong.
Yes. It is amazing.
Steve Buscemi should never be blonde.
Deep fakes are fucking hilarious.
Steve Buscemi blonde is terrifying.
That's going to haunt my nightmares.
There was a guy on YouTube that made a bunch of them.
Madness.
Trying to... So, there was some funny ones.
So which celebrity would you like to have as a blemish or an imperfection on your body?
Is it sentient or just... Ooh.
Balls in your court, dealer's choice.
How about as a goiter?
You can have a goiter. I'll allow it. Ooh. I'm a just and loving God.
Let's see. Who'd be
I mean, does it count if I, like, just want Chris Evans in me?
No.
judges?
I will allow it. That is not I will court. Allow it.
Ooh. Ooh, we got the tiebreaker. Jim, you're the tiebreaker. You.
Who in the I am God here, clearly. You're welcome. Mira, thank you much. A lot of hands out. But
can I have Morgan Freeman so that he can narrate everything I do?
Out of your anus?
Sure.
I thought you wanted him as a goiter.
Oh, okay. No, that's where he is.
Problem is, Bryce, that's a very popular request. So in order to handle the recent high volume.
Oh, you can name him Goiter Freeman.
Goiter Freeman?
Goiter Freeman.
So kind of like if Johnny Knoxville did a one-man show of Shawshank Redemption using that weird parasitic other head of his from Men in Black 2. And the other head is Morgan Freeman narrating the whole time.
So everyone would have Morgan Freeman. It'd be like Family Guy when Peter turns everyone into Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Everyone's or Patch Adams.
Yeah. Everyone's walking around with a sentient, like, goiter or, like, a basket case Siamese twin situation or just some kind of, like, some skin rash, but it kind of vaguely resembles Morgan
Freeman.
All right,
I got a question for you guys. So you have to have someone more narrate your life, but you can't choose the normal people like Morgan Freeman. You have to choose an obscure actor, actress, voice talent.
Oh,
who do you choose?
I got mine.
All right, yep. Jim.
Louis Black.
Oh, that's a good one.
Just my rage through his voice, I would feel so much better.
I'm actually going to kind of go in the same vein with you, Jim. I would like it to be Christopher Titus.
Ooh, good choice.
God, I haven't heard from him in a long time.
Dude, he just put out a new special, and he's got like this fucking great podcast. Check him out on, I think it's Titus TV on YouTube. Dude is fucking insanely intelligent and just dead on, and just his anger is so justified. And every time he talks, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, you want to rise up? Like, he's got a couple of specials that he's put out. That, you know, you get done listening, you're just like, I kind of want to set something on fire right now.
Yeah, you really do.
I've been a fan of Titus's since the TV show. God, yeah.
Oh, you guys know
Stacey's his dad.
Are you guys aware that he's putting out, like, on YouTube every Friday? He's putting out one of his comedy specials for free on YouTube. He's got three of them available right now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's, let's see, it's Love is Evil, which is fucking hysterical.
I interviewed him when he was promoting that.
Oh, that would have been awesome. He's also got, sorry, go ahead.
No, that was, I still have it.
Okay.
The interview.
He's got Voices in My Head and Angry Pursuit of Happiness or something like that.
Okay. So I think these would be the older ones.
Yeah, and then he'll put out another one, I think, this Friday. He's putting out a total of five, so.
I love it.
But yeah, Angry Pursuit of Happiness I had not seen, so it was really cool to watch that. And damn, that's the one with the I'm sure you've seen the bit, but it's the Arm the Children bit, which is fucking hysterical.
Children. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, he talks about how fixing the gun problem in this country is as simple as arming the children.
Well, I mean, again, his views come off ridiculous, but then he explains them and you're like, this makes a lot of fucking sense.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
No, oh, it looks like he's got a new show in the works, too. Awesome.
All right, Sam, who's going to narrate?
Fran Drescher.
Oh, you took mine. Damn it.
Wow, you just sounded like her right there. I don't think I need her.
I have to take yours and give that to Bryce.
I'll go with Elvira then.
I was either gonna go Fran Drescher. I have three. I have a top three. I have Fran Drescher, Gilbert Godfrey, or Ray Romano, because they're all horrible.
Yeah, my backup was gonna be Michelle Wolf.
Oh,
oh my god.
Well, I like the Elvira. That's
I would truly want Elvira.
Oh man. As a young boy. growing up, the parlor. just typing away on his memoir.
One-handedly mashing the keyboard.
I had an appreciation for Elvira growing up. But the thing is, I mean, obviously she had the big boobs and the low cut dress and the whole thing. But that, I mean, you could see that just about any, well, maybe not anywhere, but I mean, you could, you know, you can see scantily clad women with big boobs anywhere. What really attracted me to Elvira was she was fucking hilarious. Still is.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, very, very, very snarky and her comebacks were fucking epic. You know, and I give mad respect to Cassandra Peterson. That's her real name.
Yep.
Because she owns the Elvira character lock, stock, and barrel.
Yes, that was so smart.
Yeah, she started off, she was replacing one of those guys, like Son of Sven Gulli or whatever, one of those late night guys that would host some late night movie marathon or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they needed her to come in, and she showed up, and she had this character or whatever, and they loved it. And as soon as it started to take off, they were like, you know, they wanted to buy it. They wanted to own it. She's like, no, 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 no. I own this shit. This is mine. I'm like, okay, well, it's going to, it fucked her in a lot of ways, but she kept it and she allowed it to keep it from being like, you know, plasterized or bastardized in some other way. Cause she knew that she is that character and nobody else can fucking fill those shoes
or fill out that dress.
There was going to be a TV show about like a competition show, like the next Elvira. And she was like, yeah, we kind of started on it, but she's like, there's only one Elvira, there's not going to be a next one. You know, it's people come up with their own things.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't want to see the next Elvira because, you know, it needs to be, it's like be the next Bill Murray. You know, you can't, you know, there's only one Bill Murray. Now I know it's a kind of an odd parallel to draw. But Bill Murray's tits are spectacular and real. I will point that out. So, am I wrong? No, Walter, you're not wrong.
There's a potential contender for name of the episode. Bill Murray's tits are real
and spectacular.
I need evidence. I don't believe you. I'm skeptical.
Pictures or it didn't happen.
Yep.
Bryce is always the doubting Thomas of this podcast.
Yep.
And the Lord said, "Pics, or it did not happen."
Ooh, thanks for comparing me to God. I like it.
Comparing. You're adorable.
I got to say, I'm still loving counts. A lick in the wind, so.
It's stuck with him.
It almost sounds like one of those, like, late or early 90s, animated movies, like before Disney, like had the run of everything. Like there was the Rescuers, and then there was like some other animated films,
like Fern Gully,
but like A Lick in the Wind. Yeah, Fern Gully.
See, I was thinking, you know, it was one of those.
Sneak in A Lick in the Wind.
Fievel Goes Home.
Yeah.
See, I was thinking it was one of those early 80s
scientific experimentation.
It feels like an early 80s, like, heavy metal animated Skinamax flick.
A Lick in the Wind.
A Lick in the Wind.
Like a Rick Star.
Like the adult cartoon.
It's like the sexiest bit from the heavy metal movie.
Yeah.
That Fritz Lang. Who was the other, like, who was the one dude? Harvey Pekar? There's one dude that did like the Fritz the Cat.
Oh, like, yeah. God, what the fuck was his name? He was a freak.
Was it Harvey Pekar?
No, I don't think so.
Well, yeah, the guy that did those like wackadoo, like, oh, they're cats and they're kind of humanoid. Oh, and they're straight fucking right there. Oh, now what the fuck am I watching?
Robert Crumb was the guy's name.
That's what I was way off. Fucking
The Samsonite. Well, I was way off.
Yep, thank you. I will take that spa on the jaw right there. Samsonite. Jeez.
Look at the butt on that. Yeah, he must work out.
Yeah, he must work out.
Yeah, that's a little before my time.
What? That's exactly your time. We're the same age.
72? I don't think so.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about Dumb and Dumber.
He's talking about Fritz the Cat.
Oh, no.
I was like,
they're both speaking English, but they're talking in entirely different languages.
So I joined
a cult?
Singles group on Facebook.
Oh.
What's that?
A cult?
Yeah, joined a singles. No,
Jim's
well,
swiping
maybe.
Right.
No, it's not the Facebook dating app, but it's a group on Facebook. It's like singles. It's Mystery Science Theater 3000, but it's Mystery Singles Theater 3000.
Or new locals
the acronym
in your
doesn't
area.
Get fucked up. But the
this can only end in comedy.
Pretty funny. What I saw was take any movie, and you can keep one actor, but everybody else are Muppets. What movie? Yeah. And who has to stay? And who all are Muppets? You get one human actor, and everybody else has to be Muppets.
Oh, I have one.
What you got?
I got The Sixth Sense. And the little boy is the only real. Haley Joel Osment is the real actor. Everyone else are Muppets.
Interesting. I see. I was thinking
the first one that came to mind.
I thought like Pulp Fiction, and the only human is the Gimp, and everybody else are just fucking Muppets, man. Watching Muppets try and like scrub felt out of a fucking back of a classic car, that wouldn't be entertaining to you? I mean, I don't know.
Okay, no, wait. If we're going to go there, which characters...
Go there, bitch, we live there.
Which characters are which Muppets? So, like, the Samuel Jackson, which Muppet do you cast for that character?
I don't know the Muppets well enough to do that.
This is Jim's thing, maybe so...
Well, I mean, you could just make Samuel L. his own Muppet. You know, it just Muppify the cast.
Yeah.
You know, we'd be here all night trying to assign a full cast. You know, so and so.
We did it with bread.
We did a full episode with time. That.
We did a full episode and a half with that. We did like 2 episodes worth of that.
So, I'm going to choose Die Hard. And I'm gonna cast Kermit the Frog as John McClane, but Hans Gruber will remain human.
Okay, that's adorable though. Ooh. Just watching Hans and all these adorable little Muppets like with like little AK-47s and shit.
Well, mostly because I want to hear Kermit. I want to hear Kermit beat up the dude and go, "I'm gonna cook you. I'm gonna fucking eat you." I want to hear all John McClane's lines, but with Kermit's voice.
Ooh, all right, I got mine. I had one originally that was funny, but I like this one better. I'm gonna go with The Matrix, and Keanu Reeves is the only human. I was originally going to go with the Human Centipede, and the center was the only human.
Oh, God. The middle, baby.
Okay, I would watch that movie. I would watch that movie over and over and over again.
I want to see the outtakes where that guy's walking around like craft services with a Muppet hat. He's going to move the one on his mouth out of the way so he can take a bite of a sandwich and he's talking to somebody. Like,
he can just reach through it.
Oh.
He has to move the sandwich through the Muppet to get it into his own mouth.
But you cast Miss Piggy as the front of the Human Centipede and Animal as the end.
Don't want to wake him up.
No! Oh my god! Cookie Monster is the end.
I can see it. How about Ghostbusters? You keep Rick Moranis, and everything else is just Muppets.
What about Schindler's List?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh my god!
Okay. Heart turn.
The only human would be the little girl in the red jacket. Yep.
Shawshank Redemption. What's his name? The lead sister is the only human.
Oh, American History X and Ed Norton is the only
human. So Edward Furlong should be the human.
I want that shower scene though. I want to get wrecked by a Muppet.
Some big buff, like swastika it out, like Muppet, just like strutting around with no neck.
Yeah, Sweetums.
The Green Mile and Tom Hanks is the only one that's a real person.
Or Mr. Jingles.
Yes.
What else can we do here? I had a horrifying one. Let's see here. Titanic. Who do you want to keep?
We got to keep Rose.
The old Rose or the young Rose?
Ooh,
good question.
That's a tough one.
No, keep
going with the young Rose because she gets more interaction.
Keep young Rose, but you cast in the Leonardo DiCaprio. You cast Gonzo.
Ate me like one of your French chickens.
The Fly would be kind of funny to see Jeff Goldblum morph with a Muppet.
Oh, yes.
Go pick up his medicine cabinet, and there's like little felt fingernails in a jar.
Could do something like The Shining, only the twins that are dead are the only humans.
Ooh, that'd be a good one.
Watching Fozzie Bear try and chop down a door, that'd be hilarious.
Here's Fozzie!
Waka waka!
All work and no play.
Never has waka waka put a chill down my spine like it did in that movie.
Darling, light of my life! I said I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to make you laugh.
Kill me. Fucking kill me. Here's the bat. Here's my brains. Kill me. No, no, no. I got a 2-hour show I'm going to do in this empty ballroom. It's Far Wars. Show starts at 8 and it goes till eternity. So where Stephen King's like, that's a fucked up idea. I'm not writing that shit. Somebody else can write that shit. Neil Gaiman can write that shit. I'm going to stay over here.
Friday the 13th, but Jason is the only human actor.
I just looked up movies cast as Muppets, and one of the first tweets I saw was the human centipede, keep the middle. Could you imagine Jurassic Park, like Jurassic Muppet dinosaurs?
I can see that.
Funny. I
Star
have
Wars.
Oh shit! Yeah, I don't know.
You don't want to go with anything too fantasy because then it's gonna, you have a Muppet version of Yoda. That's
Yoda.
Oh, I would say Rawhead Rex. Only, of course, Rawhead Rex is the only human. He's just tearing apart Muppet. Would the girl be the human?
Yeah, but there's a Muppet in her vagina.
But pops in, oh.
Elmo pops out.
Total Recall. We keep Sharon Stone. Everything else. Everyone else are Muppets.
Terminator.
Who do you keep human, though?
Arnold Schwarzenegger is the only human.
Yeah, of course. You got to have the Furminators coming at you. God. I was a slow burn.
Commando, but we keep not command a Predator, but the woman who survives, she's the only human. Everyone else are Muppets. Even the chopper is like made out of like, you know, felt.
Felt.
Get to the felt chopper.
Oh, RoboCop, but the main bad dude is the only human.
The first RoboCop?
Yeah.
Dick Jones?
Can we
No, not Dick Jones, the main dude. The guy who was working for Dick Jones. God, why can't I think of his fucking Red Foreman?
Red Foreman surrounded by a bunch of Muppets would be pretty funny.
Demolition Man. Sandra Bullock is the only human.
I like that a lot. Blade, but God damn it. The Whistler is the only human.
Clarence is who you're thinking of, James.
Thank you. Fucking you're Clarence.
Welcome. Oh, Miss Congeniality. Only Michael Caine is the only human.
That is brilliant. Holy shit. That would be fucking hilarious.
Speed, but Dennis Hopper is the only human.
Blue Velvet. but Dennis Hopper is the only human.
Risky business, but Rebecca De Mornay is the only human.
Bedazzled, but Brendan Fraser is the only human.
Top Gun, but no humans at all. And Ernie is Maverick and Bert is Goose.
Braveheart, but Hamish is the only one.
Okay, that one you have to cast William Wallace. Who do you cast? Which Muppet do you cast?
It's William fucking Wallace.
I would go with Oscar the Grouch. Or you can make it Big Bird. And he rides Snuffleupagus in the battle.
Ernie. If you were to give one day to go back here, go to hell, would you?
Oh, I want to see Bram Stoker's Dracula, but I want the Count as Dracula. well, kids. Oh, man.
We should have just done that the entire show.
Christopher Walken movie, and Christopher Walken is the only fucking human. You can finally see how Christopher Walken is.
I immediately thought of Catch Me If You Can. As him being the only human with, like, this felt watch talking about how it was up his ass for, like, 3 years.
That's Pulp Fiction.
No, that was in Catch Me If You Can.
No, where he's talking about having the watch up his ass?
That's was Pulp that Pulp Fiction?
That was Pulp Fiction.
I haven't seen either.
Yeah, Walken wasn't in Catch Me If You Can. That was Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Walken was his dad.
Oh, was
he? Christopher Walken played his dad.
Oh.
Yes.
It's been forever since I've seen that.
I was like, is there a scene in Catch Me If You Can where he talked to his son, Leonardo DiCaprio? He's like, so I had this watch up my ass, you know, and it hurts a lot, you know? And then the camera just slowly pans over to Leo's just horrified face. I gotta get the fuck out of
here. Dad, shut up!
Where are the cops? Turn myself in. Fuck this.
Burn my fucking wristwatch off with a fucking blowtorch.
Ooh, I'm gonna throw out one more. Geely, but Ben Affleck is the only human.
Or
Glitter and Mariah Carey's the only human.
That's a good one too. Dogma and Alanis Morissette is the only human.
We'll just be able to go forever.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you want your name attached to this bullshit, all you gotta do is be like our friend Drew and go to Patreon. You can subscribe, help us out, and for tier one, we will say your name and thank you for helping fund this shit show. Tier two.
Way to sell it. Sell it.
I am nothing if not a great salesman. For tier two, we will thank you. We'll put your name up on our website, and we'll send you a little picture that you can color. And for tier three, you get all of that, plus you get a vlog from one of our cast members. Maybe it's Jim reading a story. Maybe it's Bryce telling you how to clean a hobo after
sharpen
you kill
your
it.
Halberd.
Maybe it's Samantha. It's she's sentence. Just watching YouTube. Who knows? But you can find us at Not Another Patreon. Subscribe. Help us out. We'd really appreciate it. And we will talk to you next week. Bye, Drew!
Bye, Drew!
Bye.
Bye, Drew!
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.